Unread Unruly. I'm Taylor.
And I'm Ashley.
And it's been a fucking minute.
Oh my gosh.
It's been a while.
I can't believe it. Like, we've been basically, like, trying to get up to this point for, like, a really long time.
Yeah.
And now we're finally here, and I'm so thankful.
I'm so happy to be talking shit on a microphone again.
Yes.
I needed it so badly. We just kept planning for, like, we'll come back this month, and then
yes.
and this is when we're going to release them, and then
mm-hmm.
and then something always happened or came up or just was, like, a bad time, and then we had to keep pushing it back. So we took hiatus.
We did.
But we're not gone. We're never gone.
No, we're never gone.
Yeah.
I think this is it now. I feel like we're, like, really, like, prepared. We feel like we have everything in order now. So it's
good. And I
good.
Feel so excited to be, like, back.
Yes.
But I, like, not having this, I had so many thoughts and opinions all the time just, like, rattling around in my head. And the only person that I could really tell them to every moment that I thought them was Drama King.
Yep.
Where I would normally, like, write them in my notes and be like, I'll just talk about that when we record on Friday.
Right.
Instead, he had to hear my shit for the last couple of months. So now you guys get to hear it. Yay, we're fully back.
We are.
Just a heads up. Now we're going to be releasing on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So every Tuesday, new episode. Where do we even start? I guess, like, we can get everybody caught up to date up to, like, where we are now. I mean, you had the biggest life changes.
Yeah.
I'm kind of just, I'm chilling.
I mean, you had a really good summer. I feel like
I
my
did.
Summer was just, like, very, the kids were a lot for me this summer.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you had a good summer.
Yeah, I had, every year we've been trying to go to the beach at least once, but, like, for a couple of days. And we did that this summer. And we just ran into every character that lived in the state of New Jersey. We had an Uber driver that looked exactly like CeeLo Green. He had his, like, arm around the passenger seat the whole time that he was driving. And he kept rolling back and, like, talking to us the entire time, not looking at the road at all.
Oh my god.
Telling us how much money his sons make.
Oh no.
And then talking about
was he trying to, like,
I don't know what he was trying to do.
Trying to get his, you know, sons to get wives?
He was complaining about how there's so many 15-year-olds, fast ass 15-year-olds in Wildwood, New Jersey, and he's worried that his sons are gonna get caught up with some fast ass 15-year-old. His sons are in their 20s.
That's weird that they would go after a 15-year-old.
That they are, you know, that would even be a concern at all.
Okay.
But the entire time, it started as a nice conversation, and then it very quickly became, like, I was the only one really talking to him.
Yeah.
Because I get drunk and I just want to talk to people.
Oh, same.
Any conversation.
Yes.
Just drag me into it. I'm there.
Absolutely.
So he was talking to me about growing up there and whatever, and then very quickly the tone changed when he starts talking about how many young people there are there. And I was like, yeah, we noticed. Like, it must be so cool for them to have that kind of freedom to, like, stay in a beach house with their family and go on the boardwalk.
Yeah.
And then he's like, yeah, but, you know, you got to check IDs. And I was like,
oh no.
Where's this conversation going,
CeeLo?
I knew it wasn't going to be a nice conversation. And that's how every single person that we interacted with the entire vacation was. And also, you're not looking at the road. You're like, this. Turn back talking to us because it's that important that we know that we have to check the IDs of the young women that we
because
talk to.
That's the first thing you and your sister are going to be
course.
Doing, checking IDs, because, you know, who knows who you're going to take home.
You never know.
Yeah.
It's just like, I feel like I look at a 15-year-old and I'm like, that's a child.
It's weird that he's saying that with two other men in the car as well.
That's
what
I'm
made,
like,
it more strange.
Like, who's the message for?
What did you think that this was about to go on here?
Which one of us did you think was going to talk to a 15-year-old first?
Right.
Because clearly you think all of us need the message. So which one of us do you think is the one that's going to talk to 15-year-olds?
That's weird. I don't know how I feel about that, to be honest.
Was so weird.
Because then, like, you know what's so funny is I can picture Taylor's face. Because when she's, like, trying to be nice, but she's totally annoyed because she smiles. But it's like she just nods and smiles. And it's like, you know, she's just like, no, I don't want to be here. I hate everything about this, but I'm just going to nod and smile so I survive.
Told me the exact same thing when we got out of the car. They were all like, your face. Because I was just like,
Yeah.
Starting to get a little scary because I'm like, I'm smiling so that I do not lecture you because this dude's like in his 40s, 50s,
which is
probably
so
50s.
Weird.
I'm like, I'm not going to
unless
do this.
You're 21 years old. You shouldn't be talking like that at all, let alone talking about your kids in their 20s with that. There's just no excuse. People are so weird.
In my head, I'm like, it sounds like your son got caught talking to a teenage girl.
100%.
And you're now, like, being passive aggressive about it, like, making it the girl's problem.
And you're making it a problem that's not.
The entire vacation was, like, that interaction.
Yeah.
Times however many people we talked to, just getting drunk on the beach and then wandering around the boardwalk. And that was the whole thing. And I love that. I like being on a vacation with somebody who's, like, planned, we're going to go here and there and there because I don't have to think about it. Mm-hmm. But I like the opposite, too, where it's, like, where we're just going to go.
You're just going to see what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. The it's kind of nice to have either or, but it depends.
Yeah.
Depends.
Yeah. If it's, like, the beach or New York or, like, a big city or something like that, you can kind of get away with that.
Yeah, just, you
like,
can totally fucking just around. Do whatever you want. Yeah.
You can't go to, like, a random little city in the middle of Connecticut and be like, let's see what we get into.
Yeah.
No. So that was most of my summer, was going out dancing and hearing horrible music because we have the worst DJs in the country.
Aww.
I would like to see statistics on that because I would put money on it.
That, yeah.
Horrible. Horrible. And you know what? I like 2010 hits.
Oh, me too. Same. Those are the best kind.
Did we hear anything recent in the club the other
day? No, absolutely.
You got to mix it up a bit.
It's super strange to me that, like, I knew every song that was playing.
It's nice, like, until it's like,
No, it
what
was
year are we in?
Yeah, I'm just super confused by, like, is the new things not playing anymore?
What's going on? And then they play, like, Fiend. They play, like, one new song.
One song.
And every frat boy hits the ceiling, and then the energy dies, like, right afterwards.
Yep.
Well, he was the only one hitting the ceiling.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, yeah, that was my whole summer. It was very brat summer. Very, like, just dancing. A lot of being out with my sister because if I can't go out with Ashley, she is the next best person because she likes to dance and she likes to, like,
have fun,
which is why I'm out. And it is so much more fun, in my opinion, to go out in your later 20s to your 30s.
It is fun.
I don't feel washed. I feel like this is how it always should have been.
Yeah.
Less pressure.
It's a lot less pressure. And you don't feel the need to have to, like, even, like, over drink.
Yeah.
Like, if it happens, it happens. But, like, you don't – I feel like when you're young, you don't know your limits.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you first turn 21, you're like,
I don't know
my limits. I'm just going to act a fool.
That was
and
me.
And then, yeah. Oh, me too.
100%.
So I feel like once you get more into your later 20s, like, you really know yourself.
Yeah. I don't feel insecure.
And you also
insecure.
Know what you want to do, like, where you want to be. You don't feel like, oh, I have to go here because everyone wants me to go here. It's like, no, I like to go to this place.
I also felt like nobody actually wanted to dance then.
Yeah, I agree.
Unless everybody was really fucked up. And then I'm like, what are we
doing? And it was
doing?
Like a random guy, too.
Yeah, who comes in doing the robot. And I'm like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
Like, now, actual dancing.
Right.
Now
exactly.
It's fun.
Exactly.
And I feel like, you know, over the past year, I've really, like, I've been thinking back on it. And I'm like, I feel very secure in myself in a way I never have before. And it's kind of crazy how much can happen. Like, nothing happened this year for me, really, except for podcasting and hanging out. But, like, a lot of reflecting, I guess.
Which is good.
Yeah, a lot of, like, internal stuff more than anything, where I'm just, like, I feel very secure in myself, the most secure I've ever felt.
Which
and
is
I'm
great.
Letting myself feel that way instead of talking myself out
Taylor's
of it.
Well, Taylor's not talking about it, but Taylor has lost a ton of weight.
I did.
That was huge this year for her. Like, a ton. And it came quickly, in my opinion, because it was like not that she was ever big, but it just went quick. It was like one day I saw her, the next day I was like, wait.
That high protein.
Yeah.
And I was talking about it right before we stopped recording, that I was like getting into it, and I fell off multiple times and got back on multiple
for the
times.
Summer. Yeah.
But both of us.
Yeah.
Both of us. Look at us.
Yeah. I feel like it's been, I feel like what happens is, like, you go to these, like, what is that called? Plateau, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely hit a plateau last year.
So, like, after the baby, I'd ended up having, like, a million issues after that. But I was like, why did I only lose this amount? Like, I lost this significant from when I first had him because it was so much water weight.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, like, crazy that I couldn't, like, it just stopped.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why is this not happening? Like, it was so nuts to me, like, the whole thing.
Yeah. And then trying to find a sweet spot with a calorie deficit where you're not, like, killing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to get enough protein. Also trying not to, like, go over your calories for the day. The whole thing is just, like, a fucking juggling act.
It's but a lot.
Once you figure it out, I eat the same shit like every single week.
That's what it is. It's like you have to. Just
repetitive.
I mean, you kind of just have to think of it more like you have to, like, it's almost like a, I feel like sometimes even with it too, you're eating more than what you even normally would eat.
Yeah.
Which is what the point is.
I was eating way more.
So much protein. And
especially like high volume stuff like yogurt.
Right.
Oh, I found yogurt in the last year. I never liked yogurt.
Oh, I love yogurt.
I hated yogurt. So this is like a new thing that I unlocked.
Yeah.
Yogurt with some sugar-free pudding mix in it.
Oh, yeah.
And a couple chocolate chips. That.
Yeah.
Tastes like cookie dough. I mean, if you don't eat cookie dough for a really long time,
that's it tastes like cookie dough.
Yeah. And that saved me a lot because there's so much protein in it. It's cheap.
Right. Exactly.
And I ate that on repeat with chicken wraps. And it just feels like I'm eating so much better. Like I'm eating better food. Like it tastes better.
Right.
And I'm eating more, but it's somehow less.
Right.
So I'm like, damn. You ever think back, like, in a period where you know you were gaining weight and you're like, what the fuck was I eating?
Everything
and nothing.
And that's the thing. It's a lot of nothing because it's so many, like, these calories for nothing. So much random sugars. Like,
just a bunch of shit.
You don't even realize it.
Like, McDonald's to eat one meal. That is the one thing. I think it's the smell of McDonald's that in the moment when you're hungry,
you feel like
feral. But then as soon as you eat it and you're left with the smell of McDonald's, immediate regret. That's like post-nut clarity.
Yes, it really is. It's
the exact same thing.
It really is.
Where I go, why did I just do that? Every time I DoorDash something, especially like Chick-fil-A or something, where I'm like, okay, $40 for some nuggets and fries. Cool. But I'm so hungry and I want it so bad that I don't think about it. Afterwards, I go, why did I just do that?
It's the worst feeling is when the like the quick regret.
Yeah.
You're like, fuck. Well, that happened to me the other day. I think I messaged you about it. I already wasn't feeling good, guys. Okay. I wasn't having a nice stomach day. It just wasn't happening. And for some odd reason, Lumberjack and, well, this is the problem. The day before, Lumberjack and Maria got McDonald's breakfast.
So good.
I love McDonald's breakfast. So he talked about it the day before. So I was like, oh, now I want it. Like, now I want to get it.
Now you got it in your head.
So I got it. And let me tell you something. Within 20 minutes of having that, I had a bad day after that. It was bad. It was a very bad day. And then, of course, I took it out on Lumberjack and I was like, this is your fault. You knew my stomach was going to get worse now.
Because if you didn't talk about that, you should have told me not
to get it.
But it's true. If I hear somebody talk about food that they got and then I get it and I don't get the same satisfaction that in my head I thought I was going to get, why would you tell me? Why would you make me?
Why did you make me do that? Why
it feels like they put a gun to my fucking temple and 100%. Said, you're going to order that.
Yes.
And it's never going to hit the way that I want it to.
No.
That's one of my biggest, like, big back grievances is if I order food and you know when you pay a lot because of the taxes and the fucking delivery fees and whatever and it's not good, that's it feels like I got stabbed.
That's the fucking worst.
That feels like getting stabbed in the ribs.
That much money on something and that fucking sucks.
The worst. I get mad at everybody. I'm mad at the guy who delivered it. I'm like, why'd you deliver it?
Yeah. Agreed.
I'm like, why'd they make it? Mm-hmm. Why do I have this app on my phone? Pisses me off.
I know.
But yeah, trying to do less of that this year, it's paid off.
Yeah, exactly.
I have not gone on a scale in 2 years. I don't plan on doing it anytime soon.
Oh, you're so funny.
I can't. I just like, I don't.
But you know what? As long as you feel good, like wearing, like if you feel different in your clothes, I guess that's really all that matters.
Yeah, putting on stuff that was like a little snug last year and it fits like how it's supposed to.
You're like, oh my God, this fits amazing.
I'm like, this is great. I don't know what number I'm at and I'm never going to find out because that's not for me to know.
No.
That's between, you know, God and DoorDash.
Yeah, and DoorDash, exactly. Yeah,
not for me.
No.
But you've had another big change very recently.
Yeah.
Made things official.
I did. I got married. Mm-hmm. And it's so weird because getting married now compared to when I was 21, the first time I got married, it feels so much different. Like, I know that sounds weird, but like, I know that sounds like cliche. Maybe everyone would say this, but I really wouldn't have said the same thing at 21. It really feels more like this is my first time, even though it was not. And I think it's just because we're older and we were ready for it.
Does it feel more real, more like solid? It feels
so much more real. Like the first time that I got married, it took me, oh my gosh, I'm going to say a year to get my name changed, to get like anything going. Yeah. I was just like, whatever, when it happens, it happens. My name's almost completely changed already. Like, and it's only been 2 weeks. So it's 3 weeks, whatever. Yeah, 3 weeks. So, and it's like, I got on it right away. Like, I've gotten on everything right away where I'm like, I'm moving this. Like, you know what I mean? Because it's like very different where I'm just like, I want to get this over with because I never want to do this again. Yeah. So I'm kind of like over it. You know what I mean?
Finalize things.
Yeah.
Get it all on paper. Yeah. Be done with it.
Exactly.
I never considered the fact that you have to change everything, including like your license and
your, as a woman. Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah. And it was funny because when I was at the PennDOT or whatever, and the lady goes to me, she's like, oh, do you want a hyphenated? I was like, no, just fucking do it. Just do the whole thing. I don't need no hyphenations. It's just going to take freaking forever.
Just do it. Do the damn thing.
Yeah. I already said if it doesn't work, I'm just going to keep the last name because I'm not going through this bullshit again. It's just not going to happen. I'm over it.
And even if you hyphen, then you got to go get the last name and the hyphen.
No matter removed. What. Yeah. It's still, it's a whole thing. So it doesn't matter. Just whatever.
Total aside, but like, have you ever had a bad experience at a DMV?
Every time.
Oh, really?
Oh my God. Yeah. When I was there this last time, oh my God. It's happened, what was this, yesterday or something? And when I tell you every single person in there smelled, like, and I don't understand because it's all walks of life that have to go in here. And the line was out the door. So I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Then there was a lady, snooty, sitting there, brought her dog.
Oh.
Why would you bring your dog? And you know she's going to say it's an emotional support dog. Yeah. But then was getting mad when little kids were trying to pet it. What the fuck is going on? Like, why are you, like, you're getting nasty with them, but they're humans.
They're children.
They're literal humans.
They're children that see a dog. Right.
Like, you're the one who brought the dog in. Like, I don't really know why. Was it part of your DMV picture? Like, is it the driver's license picture?
The dog.
I know. Christmas photos.
Puts it in her shirt.
Exactly. And then I sit down. And I thought she was normal because it looked like a little old lady that just was just sitting there with her little bonnet on, like hat bonnet. Why did you bonnet?
I was like, yeah, little old lady.
This is like Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Like, no, it's not.
She like the grandma from the Big Bad Wolf story.
No, she literally had a hat on and then like her coat was zipped and she's just like this frail thing. So then we were all annoyed. We were waiting. So I looked over. I was like, oh. And she turns and looks at me, no teeth. And she's like, oh, no.
Oh, no.
I was like, what?
You said, oh, finally, a normal person.
And I look over and I was like, then I look to my other side and there is a girl sitting next to me. I thought she would be able to, I'd be able to have a conversation with her. And I look to talk to her, takes out her phone, hands it to me. She wanted me to type what I wanted to say so that she could understand it. And I'm like, so no one can talk to me?
I'm just going to. And the people that can, I don't want to talk to me.
I'm like, what's going on?
I'm fucking asking the dog for help.
Yes, I'm like, I'm done. But yes, so every time I go to the DMV, I fucking hate it.
I was going to say I've only had pleasant experiences at the DMV.
I think I've gotten really lucky. There have been actually, those people were nice.
Okay.
It was just
the other people.
The mutants. The game. And I'm like, we all have to be here.
Because when I'm in a space full of random people and everybody smells, where'd everybody come from?
That's what I don't understand.
Where'd everybody come from? What were you all doing?
And that's the thing. You know you have to sit next to a bunch of other people. So, like, why wouldn't you take care of yourself?
I can't. Because the only people that get a pass are homeless people. That's
right.
It. That
yeah,
is it.
That's it. Yeah.
Everyone else that has access to running water.
100%.
If they smell, they make me angry. Like, physically angry. Because I'm like, what am I smelling?
Right. Where everything.
Where's the smell coming from?
Oh, God, I know.
That's, like, a violation. That's really, that's, like, beyond impolite. That's, like, like inappropriate. Like, why am I smelling your gooch in a DMV? That's very inappropriate.
It's so gross.
But yeah. So anyway, getting married.
Yes, getting married.
And it makes a lot of sense to me that it would feel just like very different this time than it would the first time. Because it's just like you're the most sure of yourself you could be.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I have to say that like Taylor kind of said it best in the way that she kind of said, like, I'm the most secure I've ever been with herself. Like, you know what I mean? I'm getting there with how I look right now, but I'm definitely the most secure with where I am in life.
Yeah.
So, like, I wouldn't say I'm there with how I feel about how I look, but I'm definitely there in the way of, like, I feel good about where I'm at.
Yeah.
So that's good. Like, I feel good about that. Like, that I feel positive about. The rest is superficial. We can fix that.
Yeah. Superficial shit.
It's okay.
Comes and it goes.
It'll be fixed.
It's also what phase of my period am I in?
Oh, my
That also
gosh.
Will change everything. Whether Every I like myself thing. Or not kind of depends
yeah.
on the day,
the
which
day,
is fine.
The week.
And I'm like, I'm going to have how many more years of that happening?
Yeah.
That's okay. But the rest of it, I'm like, I feel the same way. I feel very secure in
yeah.
like my place in life.
Which is great.
It feels really good to be like, okay, I feel like I'm on a track to something. This was the only thing that I felt like was missing.
Right.
Was doing this.
Right, exactly. No, I completely agree. This felt odd was
yeah.
that part. But it was so hard for us because literally it was just one of those years. And I guarantee a lot of people who like, when you have, like, you always think to yourself, oh, the newborn phase. But it's, like, really until they can talk and walk and they can do what they're doing, it's hard to get any kind of, like, schedule on. It's, like, we're finally in a schedule.
Yeah.
Like, things are finally making sense. But he's also very active and, you know what I mean? But, like, that was hard. Like, it was hard for me to commit for so long because it was, like, there was this. And then he was acting like this. And then we were going through a phase where he was up every 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's hard to just go right back into things when you've got, like, an entirely new human being.
Right.
In your life to
right.
account for.
Exactly.
And to schedule in. And you don't know what his schedule is going to be.
No. And that's, and then I have to say, like, that's been the one thing that I have to, like, big changes with that, because, like, it's as much as it's sad to see your kid grow up, it also gets easier when they can try and tell you what they do and don't need.
Yeah,
it just makes it easier when they can kind of understand a little bit more.
Yeah, when they can
so,
kind of articulate instead
yeah.
of just like tantrum about it.
Yeah,
which is just like a huge guessing game, I guess, for like the first couple of like months to a year.
It's so
it's
weird.
Just, it's like trying to figure out what they want.
It's,
they don't even
yeah.
know what they
no,
want.
No, they don't know what they want for a very long time. But they at least they can try and explain it to you.
But he is so cute. And Maria, so cute. Always cute.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
He's running around. And he's like saying
words.
And it
yeah.
happens so quickly. It just goes from like they're like a little bean.
Yeah,
like,
you're just holding them. Just holding. And they can't do anything else.
And then they become
them.
Like a little person.
It's wild.
So weird. Do you see glimpses of his personality yet?
Yeah.
Like, what do you think he's going to be like?
I think he's going to be like Lumberjack, to be honest. Because
like, very
like
chill.
I... No, he's very stubborn.
Yeah.
And I don't find myself to be stubborn at all, to be honest. I'm a lot of things, but I would not consider myself stubborn.
I wouldn't consider you
no.
stubborn.
No. And he is very, very stubborn. Like, Maria had her wildness, but she was never, like, it would literally, we would go back and forth, and then she'd be done.
Yeah.
This 15-month-old has literally been mad at me for 2 days straight before, where he wouldn't even let me pick him up. Yes. And I'm like, all because I reprimanded him.
Oh, well, that's on
yeah.
you. Yeah,
so
that's your bad.
It is. But I'm like, wow, like, you're so little to be so forceful.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm not going to say the lumberjack's like that because I get my way most of the time. but at the same time, it's more that, like, it's that personality of, like, you know, like, they want it things a certain way kind
yeah.
of thing. And
yeah.
I... So the only difference is he's definitely more friendly. Like, you know, Lumberjack is a little more quiet and reserved, but like he's definitely not quiet and reserved.
Well, he's got Maria to play with.
Yes.
I think Maria's always going to keep him like
wild.
Active and wild
yes.
and like
mm-hmm.
being imaginative.
Absolutely.
Which is the best thing because
I
my
know.
Sister and I had each other
right.
and like the same age gap
mm-hmm.
and we would play for hours.
I
and
love
it was all
that.
Pure imagination
uh-huh.
and like setting up an entire room as like a Barbie world.
Oh, we I love that.
We played. We played hard.
I love that.
It was so fun.
I
wish
love
I could,
Barbie
like,
days.
If I could go back, like, if I had, like, an hour. No, that's probably a bad use of time. If I had several hours that I could
it's
go
a bad
back.
Use of time.
Like, it's probably a couple of things I could fix in the world. But one of the things I would do,
yeah.
if I was given a handful of hours to go back in time, I would go back and play with my sister because we had so much fun.
I loved playing.
I mean, like, next level fun. Like,
yeah.
the kind of fun that I'm like, how do you even replicate that as an adult?
Right.
Going out and dancing and having
going
a drink.
Out and dancing.
Yeah.
It's the same exact thing.
Yeah, and that's what it feels
it's
like when we go
high.
Out is,
yeah.
like, we're playing.
I know.
But
like
I'm like,
you're playing.
I want to set up my little pet shops and, like, make a Barbie world.
That was, like, my favorite thing was setting up.
Mine, too.
Wasn't even, like, the interacting of the Barbies. I really could care less.
Mm-hmm.
It was more about getting all their hair and makeup done, yep. setting the whole thing exactly how I wanted to. But I could do that for hours.
Oh, we would have played.
Yeah.
We would have played. My friend Nikki was the one that did the setting up, like the hair and outfits.
Yeah.
I was set designer. Oh. So I was constructing the world, like building our homes and like decorating.
I was building the homes.
And this was like a 12-hour affair. Like when we started playing Barbies, it was done.
Yeah.
That was it for the day.
Yeah.
I'd go back just for an hour.
I don't think that our parents realize how lucky they were to have kids that just sat because I have Maria who can't do that. Like she literally cannot sit for that long.
Yeah.
So like I always say to my mom, I'm like, you were freaking lucky that like I was as calm as I was when it came to that, because like she's so, you know, it's not her fault. She has ADHD, but like she's off the wall.
Yeah, and when you think about it, what did you do when you were bored as a kid? Like, if I was bored, I couldn't go and, like, doom scroll. Like, children can doom scroll.
Right.
And just go on TikTok.
Right.
And it's like, on one hand, I'm sure they are learning things from being exposed to so much. But on the other, it's like, if I was bored as a kid, I think, what would I do? I'd go, like, outside and play, or
you'd
set up Barbies
or
draw or whatever. You know, figure it out. That's exactly what it was.
It's a very different generation, too. This generation is very much a... they need you to do things for them. Like they need so much of like entertainment, because I say that all the time, like, damn, I just sat by myself for hours doing whatever the fuck I did.
Yeah.
And like Maria can't do that. But I notice it's not just her. It's like her cousins are the same way, where they're like, well, what are we going to do now?
Yeah.
What are we going to... I don't know, honey. What are you going to do?
It's all kids. Go ahead. All these kids are around the same age. Yes. They don't really know how to play by themselves.
Which I do wonder, does that have to do with COVID? That like they were trapped in?
Probably.
Like, I don't know, but I find that so odd to me, because I loved being alone in that sense of like being able to play for hours.
And that extended to me as an adult. I love being around people, but I'm cool being by myself.
Same.
I'm fine. I'll put on a movie.
I don't mind my own time.
Yeah, me either. But I think I'd have a harder time if I was used to someone trying to entertain me.
Absolutely.
Because then I'd be like, where's my jester?
Right, exactly.
That's what you have to be, is court jester.
And that's, and it's so, this generation that was just made like 5 years ago, whatever.
Yeah.
It is the most exhausting one, because it really does feel like they just need something all the time. Like they need you to stimulate. Like, like, oh, well, we got to go here. And I do end up doing that, just because I don't know what the hell else to do.
What are you supposed to do?
Yeah, I'm trapped.
Because you don't want to keep saying no either.
No, I know.
So it's like at some point you give in.
Exactly.
Like she wants somebody to play with, but like
it's
just that skill is kind of lost
a
little bit.
Which is just so odd.
I do think it's because of COVID.
I think so too.
Because even my teenage brother, I mean, he was, how old was he, 13 when COVID happened. He was stuck in the house, but he already was having a hard time going to school. I think that like pushed him further into like being by himself, being at home.
I think so too.
And now he's convinced that he like has, you know, not so good social skills because of it. And I'm like, you're perfectly fine. You've convinced yourself of that.
Yeah, I think that teachers, and I mean teachers, mind you, my whole family are teachers, but like I do believe that what happens a lot of times too is it is kind of like people are saying it too much to them. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't have good social skills. No, you're fine.
And you would not believe how every other fucking video on like something like TikTok is about being autistic, which is fine, because a lot of people are being diagnosed that, and it actually can help them.
Right.
But I think it's a lot of people trying to fit into a box,
and then you don't need to be in.
Yeah, and then kind of like trying to figure themselves out, but at the same time, kind of putting new things in their head or convincing themselves that they're not good at socializing or whatever.
Right.
And I think he kind of did that to himself. And it's like, how do you unlearn that?
You don't.
Once you start doing it,
you don't.
You know,
it's a shame. Like, it really sucks when it's like a sibling or your kid or something, because like then you're like, what the fuck? Like, no.
I mean, I had like, it wasn't a great time during like the pandemic when everything shut down.
It
was weird.
I feel like I blacked out a lot of it because of the simple fact that I was a single mom and it was just me and Ray.
Yeah.
And I really was like, my whole like, I was like, what am I going to do with this 1 year old? Like, she was she was one years old. But my goodness, it was like so scary for me, because I'm like, I need to somehow find a way to get her to get all her energy out, and we're stuck.
Yeah. What did you do most of the time?
Well, that's when I lived at the other house, and there was actually a bunch of, which I'm not a naturey girl, but I became one, where there was literally like, we could walk to this trail and we would just, I would just have her run.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, what else am I supposed to do? Like, we don't, I don't have anything else.
If all you got is some trees and a trail, you're going to learn how to like trees and a trail. Like trees and a
trail.
Yeah.
I just kept having her run. I'm like, go for it, girl.
I wish somebody had done that to me during quarantine.
Run for
just
it.
Just took me outside and said, run. Just run. I think I would have. I think if a person passed me on the street and told me to run now. Yeah.
I think so too.
Threatening or not, that's always a little bit of a threat.
That helps.
Yeah. I would. That should be a service.
Yes.
Somebody write that down and then email it to me. There should be a service where somebody comes up to you on the street. They got to be threatening in some way. They got to be like a little bit spooky. And then they come up to you and tell you to run. And that's how you get your cardio.
That would be great.
Yeah. And then I could eat more food.
I know. But knowing me, I'd like run into a CVS or something. I'd be like, okay, I did enough running.
No, I come out with a bag of chocolate covered pretzels.
I know. We're great.
I'm like, that guy's gone. I turn and trip, face plant. Yeah. But it's the thought that counts, you know? Nobody take my fucking idea. Well, we have some ins and outs for the next year that everybody needs to listen to, write these down, study them. This is gospel. This is, this is law. And anybody found breaking these ins and outs, jail.
Jail is right.
Prison immediately. You know, Drama King gave me one in the car on the way here that was really good.
Yeah.
And I completely agree with it. So I was like, I'm going to take that.
Okay.
I wasn't going to credit him, but I had a change of heart last minute. Okay. This is out for the year. Do you ever get videos of cheese pulls? People eating food and they do the fucking...
Okay, yes. There's a girl and she smacks her lips on Instagram. And yes, it's disgusting. That's the new thing. Boy. Is the cheese... It's gross.
It's out.
I do follow this one girl from New York who's... You would love her because she's really fucking funny. She was talking about aliens. She's just out there. but she sits on her... She eats in front of you.
Oh, she does like the mukbang
thing. It's weird. But at the same time, it's something about her New York accent that goes with it and then her eating and then talking about the most random shit on earth.
I follow a girl like that on TikTok that does that, but she has like an old school Italian grandmother.
Oh, you're talking about the Italian princess?
Yes.
Yes.
She's great. I love her. I love her too.
Yeah. She's right in Jersey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I could watch her eat.
I can watch her eat.
It does not bother me.
No, there's a girl. I'd have to show you her.
I'm very biased towards a New York accent.
Yes.
Something about it just makes it more
like it's going to be good.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
The cheese pull and they have the influencer accent and they talk in that certain way that like influencers do that I can't fucking articulate, but it pisses me off. Cheese pulls are out.
They're out. They're
disgusting. I'm over it. I get it too. If you heat some cheese up, it will get stringy and you can pull it. And that does not interest me anymore. It's not enough. We're raising the bar.
Yeah.
Okay. Cheese pull's done. What's in is rating the food in a reasonable way. Why did you give that crumble cookie a 3.4? What does that mean? What do you mean you give it a 3.4?
That is odd.
How are you judging things that you can land at 0.4?
Well, you know what, too, is like possibly you have to say for what reasons.
And tell me why.
Because of this part wasn't, like, you know when people do the wine?
Mm-hmm.
They always can say the aroma, the this. So if you're just rating it, but why?
What's the top notes of the cookie?
Right.
Give me the top notes. Give me something to work with.
I agree because with that.
Because you got to end on like a 0.5. And if you're going to do intricate, like, this is a 3.72. You have to tell me what that fucking means.
It's true.
And don't eat every cookie and just go, oh, that's good. It's a 4.
Oh, that's exactly how they. Oh my gosh, you're so funny because that's exactly what they look like. You did that way too good.
When they do the.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then they eat the next one. Ooh, it's chilled.
Mm-hmm.
That's a 7.
Yeah.
You liked all of them. If you liked every cookie in the box, I'm getting real mad right now. Like,
there's no way.
Yeah, I feel like a vein pulsing in my temple. You liked every single cookie in the box. How are they all so drastically different in rating?
No.
Explain yourself in writing.
Yes.
Okay, MLA format. I'm so fed up. So in is explaining yourself. Out, enough with the hot cheese. You guys are killing me.
Strange.
It's a lot. Everything is hot cheese.
Yeah, I noticed that the other day because somebody else was doing it. And then somebody that I know posted that they wanted to get the Texas, what is that called? Is that what it's called? The Texas mozzarella?
From Chili's? Yes. The fucking, yeah, I got someone, them the other day.
Are they good?
They're not that good.
Oh, that's what someone they're else not said. That good.
The Nashville hot?
Yes. They're like, you can only really eat one without having the shits.
Yeah.
And then they said that like it's not even as good as what you think.
It's not. It's just okay. Pure hot sauce flavor, okay. Which I get it's Nashville hot, but it was drenched in it.
Yeah.
And then it was leaking over into my little burger bites. It was very.
Oh, I love burger bites too. Don't leak into my shit.
Handled dairy pretty well. I don't know when that changed, but
I don't.
At some point it shifted. Yeah. Drama King can't eat a piece of cheese without running to the bathroom. So I like to flex on him. And I'm like, I could eat all these mozzarella sticks right now.
I feel
be
bad.
Okay.
I'm giving you guys ziti.
Oh, no. Don't feel bad. Don't feel bad. My body's built for this.
At some point
it accepted that I'm not going to stop eating dairy and it acclimated. But the Nashville hot sent me to the restroom so fast. That was so nasty.
Yeah, seriously.
And it's like, you can't just put hot cheese in something and then fucking sell me a dream. It's going to taste like cheese.
Right.
And yeah, I'll buy it. Of course. Like, it's going to taste like cheese.
Right.
It's going to taste like a mozzarella stick every time.
Right. Absolutely.
This is such like a niche one. So just follow me here. You ever see the videos, like say it's like an Instagram reel or a TikTok, and it's like the captions, they write out the captions, right? Like most videos have the words on the screen. Do you ever see the ones where they do extra shit with the text? Like the text is like, they put it, every word has an emoji next to it.
So it's like.
So I was talking to my friend, and then it's next to friend is like an emoji of a person. Yes. I know what a friend is.
Yes, we know.
And the text is taking up half the screen.
So you can't even see what they're actually doing.
And it's highlighter green. Like what?
Yes.
I need that to be out, and I want trusting that people have reading comprehension to be in.
Correct.
I just want you to trust me that if I'm watching the video, I know what you're saying, and if you make regular captions, I'll read them.
Right, exactly.
It feels like they think I'm a little baby.
Yes.
I'm a little baby idiot, and I need like a picture book.
That's exactly what it is.
They're like illustrating every other thought that's happening in the video. That will make me hit not interested or dislike so fast. Get same. Off my screen.
Yeah, same. Same.
I think that's supposed to be like people have short attention spans, so they can only watch a video for so long unless you make it like whatever.
Which I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I actually hate when there's music behind.
I do too.
I want to hear the noises.
Me too. That's why I like podcasts.
Yeah. So that's why, like, as soon as I hear did like some kind of, I'm like,
oh, or next. That like do 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 little music.
Yes.
I'm like need to remove this video physically off the internet. Yes. Like, I'm going to take it away from you because you can't handle it. The captions have to stop. They just have to just put the words. Mm-hmm. We don't need loud noises in the background.
No.
You know, it's okay.
Yeah.
Just trust me that I've got it from here.
I agree.
I think captions are good, but damn, like, why are they shaking? Why are they like neon? I had one of those pop up the other day where the words were shaking whenever they'd come on the screen.
What the hell?
For like emphasis for whatever they were saying.
That's dumb.
Stop.
That's really dumb.
It's gotta stop at one point. Do you have another one? I have one more.
Well, this is probably a hot take. And guys, just listen, I'm not saying either way, but I do think that it is a phase that everyone's going through right now, okay? That, why is it, like, cool to be a Republican?
What's going on?
I cannot believe the amount of bandwagon Republicans that are going on in this world. It's like, I can admit to being a lot of things in life, but I will never bandwagon a political party. Like, it's either that I agree or I don't agree. But it's like, it's like the strangest group of people went out and voted.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry. I don't believe any of you like have any idea what a Republican is.
No.
It's really bizarre.
I think there's some kind of like trend happening within it.
Like, I'm telling you, it's a trend. I've never seen so many reels.
Yeah.
And it creeps me out because I'm like, what Kool-Aid are you all drinking?
Ooh.
Where did you get it from?
You know what I keep seeing? I keep seeing copy paste of the kind of person that wants to be the person that like sits in their car in front of their phone and they go, honestly, if you're gay, you just have to get out of America. And women, we have to take care of our men. They keep trying to do that kind of like hot take, giving it to you straight, like Republican woman bullshit.
Right.
And they are, you know what? I don't fucking buy it because I don't feel the hate coming from you. You don't feel hateful enough. Like when they're doing that.
No.
I don't believe you. That's fake hate.
Fake hate. That's like a
that's new, not that's in
like
your
cool,
heart.
That's like a cool thing to do.
Yeah.
It's that, I'm sorry, but if you're not originally a Republican and you voted for Trump, I think you're phony. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you that right now. I think you're a phony. So, and that's yeah. it. You can get mad at me, guys, but I do because of the simple fact that, again, like I already said, if you already were, that's on you. And also, stop pretending that you are, you know, supportive of the gay community on top of it. Because that's definitely not true. Or that you're supportive of Hispanics or any ethnic that's not white.
Because like, you kind of did the thing that's the opposite.
Right. So like
the opposite effect.
It's so weird to me. And you're probably going to get so much backlash for this. And I'm sorry.
No.
But I'm just saying how I feel because I do feel like this is a phase.
That's so funny. I didn't think about that. But I'm piecing it together, the things that I've like seen and read over the past couple months, that's 100% become like a little micro trend is this like trying to be a hot Republican woman.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yuck.
Oh.
Yuck.
And then also that just to me, hand in hand goes with that kind of personality that tries to do this whole like, it's rage bait. It's like videos made to piss you off.
Oh, 100%.
You know what? Put the fries in the bag. Come on. Go get a job at your local Burger King. Give it up. Because there's no way that making money off of people hating you feels good.
No.
Or is like worth it monetarily to like keep doing it.
Right.
How do you sleep at night? You know?
There's just no way it would be a comfortable situation for me.
No. Spending all day online making money off of trying to get people to be mad at you. So that they comment a bunch. Ooh, you're getting a bunch of comments.
Exactly.
Grow up. Go outside. You really need to call your mom. Just get in touch with nature or something within yourself. That can't be worth it.
No, not at all. It's just, I am the kind of person stick with who you are, not what a trend is.
Yeah.
I hate trendy shit like this because this was like, to me, this was so serious what went on.
Yeah,
and I don't think people took it seriously. I think people were just getting on this bandwagon.
Which that was another huge thing that happened while we were gone. And in a way, I was kind of relieved because I was like, I don't even know how to talk about it. But the right thing to do would be talk about it if we were recording at the time.
Right.
But I was so distraught that I didn't even know, like, I still don't know what to do.
Yeah.
I still I haven't wrapped my head around it.
No. And I mean, I keep saying to myself too, like, I just keep thinking the same thing. He's already come out and said that the grocery prices will not be going down because he's in now. So it doesn't matter. He can actually tell the truth.
Yeah. He can do whatever the fuck he wants now.
And I had something personally happen with the healthcare system that apparently was a Trump thing and it's an anti-woman thing. That happened to me today. And I found out that it just got pushed through. And this was pushed through from years ago when someone else was trying to put it through, being the Trump.
Really?
Yes.
It's all true. There is 100% a weird fake Republican movement happening. And don't be a hateful person if you don't feel it in your heart, because I can sense that.
Yeah.
I can sense it through the screen. I can sense it through your eyes. You don't have real burning hate in your heart, okay?
No.
You're hopping on a bandwagon.
Yeah.
If you're going to be hateful, be really hateful.
Yeah.
You know? I'm talking Grinch levels of hate.
Yeah, be like bitchy like me.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Come on. Like, don't fake the funk.
No.
Especially these, like, the rage bait guru people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on. You don't believe half of what you're saying. And we can all feel it.
Yes.
So you're just insulting people for no reason. You're not even, like,
absolutely,
really affecting anybody or having any real change.
No.
I got one more. What I think is going to be out for 2024 is complaining online, specifically online, about like just meaningless things, especially about being single.
Oh,
it's done.
Oh my gosh.
It's out. I'm over it. I think it has the opposite effect.
It does, because then if you do have someone who's following you that you might be interested in, he's not going to want to see that.
Imagine,
or she's not going to want to see that.
You click on the story of the person that you're interested in, that you work with them or whatever, you're a little crush on them, and they're bitching about like dating and women and being single. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That just ruined everything.
Right.
Illusions gone. There's just something about somebody who seems content by themselves mm-hmm. that makes you more interested in being with them.
Right.
I hate to see it. And I hate to see it mostly because I know that it's having the opposite effect and it makes me kind of sad.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, if you just need to talk to somebody, you can reach out. It's okay to reach out to people. I think that social media, this is not a hot take. This is so lukewarm, but whatever.
Yeah.
Social media has made us more separated. We don't bring food to our neighbors anymore. We don't drop off soup to our friends when they're sick. It's a lot of things that just kind of over time, that sense of community fell off.
Right.
But there really is nothing except for ourselves stopping us from being like, I don't feel well. Let me hit up a friend. I'm having a bad like day. I'm having like negative thoughts about dating.
Right.
I feel lonely. Let me go talk to somebody.
Yeah.
You are the only person stopping you from doing that. If your friends ignore you, they're pieces of shit.
Correct.
So, but the chances are they wouldn't. So
right.
I just hate to see it because I just think that it does so much more harm than good.
Not even necessarily that
it like bothers me on a personal level. It's just like, just it makes me really sad to see somebody like kind of self-sabotaging in that way.
Yes.
And very publicly in front of like probably most of the people that they know.
Yeah.
You know? What is in instead is info dumping specifically in person.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. As long as they don't hold me hostage for too long, you can come and trauma dump a little
bit. So many family members that would hold you hostage.
Sometimes I like it. Sometimes I like a little bit because I feel like the chosen one.
Yeah,
you want me to know that your husband left you and you have seven kids that live in another state? Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I don't have anything to offer them either. And they don't want anything. And that's my
favorite
part.
They don't want anything. They just want to go off.
It's not even a mutual exchange. Just here's some information.
Here's some info.
And then they feel a little bit better, I'd like to think. And then I go about my day and I go, whatever.
Right.
I go, that was a little glimpse into a life I'll never live. And that's interesting to me.
Right.
I'm fine with it. You can come up to me in a grocery store, wherever I'm like in line and like I have a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
You can talk to me there.
I agree.
Don't hold me in the middle of like the freezer aisle because that's going to stress both of us out. And I feel like whenever that happens to me, they can see that I don't want to be part of it.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be in the moment with you. Okay. A little trauma dump.
I agree.
You got to keep it under 2 to 3 minutes. But I think that's N. 2025.
Sure.
I'm okay with people doing a little bit of info dumping on me.
Mm-hmm.
Not a big dump, just a little dump. Okay. Just a little one.
Just a small one.
And then, because I think it's so interesting to see what, like, people love throughout the year, like what they find themselves rebuying or purchasing or whatever.
That's true.
I have a couple of things that have, like, saved me over the last year.
I'm going to say that. What I'm obsessed with right now is for the longest time I've been addicted to like I'm always trying to find the best lotion. I know we've spoken about this so many times. I'm always trying like my skin, especially in the wintertime, is like the driest, disgusting thing.
Same.
And it actually like sometimes hurts. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with me? But for the longest time, I was spending a ton of money on Summer Fridays. Isn't that what it's called?
Yes.
And let me
that's
tell
a
you,
good brand.
It's a very good brand, but literally for something that's like not big at all and would probably, it was taking me 2 weeks and I was going through like a bottle and they're like $30-something. So I'm like, I need something that's not that price that's going to last me. And I also like to switch my scent with every season because, you know, that's just me. So I was like, okay, so I'm addicted to Tree Hut. Like, that is my new thing is that, like, I can't believe how good that product is. Even if you go, they have oils now that you can use with it.
Okay.
So I use an oil. I use the exfoliant, like, twice a week. And then I use the buttercream. And it's amazing.
And significantly cheaper than anything that you could buy at. Even Ulta. Ulta's disappointing, man.
Right. Yeah,
I used
agree.
To think that
we
that was like.
About that.
Yeah, I used to think that that was like the cheaper spot. Now I may as well go to Sephora. It's hardly a difference.
You might as well because it's literally the same. Do you know that with gift cards, what they do with gift cards?
What?
So if you're online and you're shopping, they only let you use one at a time.
Why?
Yes. So my mom got a pack, which they clearly did this on purpose, where it was tens, three tens.
That's such a dick move.
And so she hands, so I'm like, so I'm doing the purchase and I'm trying to check out and I'm like, why can't I get to the next spot? And then I read the fine print and it says only allowed to use one at a time.
Fantastic.
So do you know how many people probably went for this scam, essentially, that my mom had gotten and all had to take out their credit card? Mm-hmm. And I didn't. I was like, I'm going to wait.
Yeah.
I did.
Fuck you. Fuck you. 10 means I have to come back here how many fucking times and keep spending my own money. That's kind of like defeating the purpose.
Completely.
Of the gift card. Why would I get a gift card for somebody if I wanted them to spend their own money?
Facts. My mom was like, I'm so mad when I told her, because she was like, I could have just got one with that. And I was like,
I'm glad you told me.
Yeah. Yeah. Be very careful with that. Yeah. Just go to the place.
But I think, honestly, Ulta might be out and Sephora might be in.
Yeah, I think so too. Honestly, that might be the new out and in.
It might just end up being I splurge on what I can. Right. At Sephora.
Right. Instead when of you can. Like, what else can you do?
Bullshitting at Ulta. The only thing I like better there is that they actually put your points towards, like, taking money off of your stuff. And Sephora doesn't do that.
Oh, Ulta. I thought they did. Oh, no, because it's all, like, free. Like, like, a gift. It's always, like, gifts.
It's always Sephora. The samples. And then I always go, ooh. And then, and like, then and like, I use it and I never buy the product.
No, never.
Ever. So I'm like, I may as well, honestly.
Yeah.
Just go to Sephora if I'm going to spend the same amount of money. Absolutely. And just buy, instead of buying, like, a L'Oreal thing that's, like, $20.
Right.
Just go buy the more expensive thing that's 30 and 100%, it works better.
It's the same. You know, right. Exactly.
Some things are strictly drugstore for me, but then I've been trying to go drugstore and things that I think I need to go high end on.
I know. I always think it's fine until I look at a picture of myself and I was like, that was when I used that.
Same. When I'm flashback Mary and I'm like, oh, wow, I'm white as a geisha.
I was like, what was I doing?
I'm like, what product was that again? Yes. Definitely Rimmel something. Right. What fucking powder was that? Or I look good in my vanity mirror and then I get into any other kind and of lighting and my dry patches are like,
that's the all the that powder me,
it's only
that,
on the dry patches.
Yep.
Ugh. But also that mirror has to go. That's another out for me this year. It was that fucking vanity mirror. It lies to me. I look so good in it and I do not look the same when I get into another mirror. So it's clearly the mirror's fault. Yeah,
it's the mirror
and not mine. Mm-hmm. I'm just gonna like list them at everybody. So TheraBreath mouthwash.
Yeah, that's what I use.
Love it.
I love it. I couldn't use anything else. It's literally the best. I saw one of the influencers use it and I was like, let me try it. Amazing.
So good. Because it has that, what is it called? Xylitol?
Is that what it is? Yeah, because it doesn't, to me, even taste like one.
Yeah.
It's like a very different, I love it.
It doesn't burn my mouth. No, it just doesn't burn. It tastes like a fresh piece of gum to me. And then it makes your mouth water.
It almost feels diluted.
Yeah.
Which it's not.
It feels good to use, which
I love it.
Compared to like a Listerine or whatever, it makes your mouth feel clean. For longer. It's so good.
It's so true.
And especially for anybody out there who's been neglecting like dental care or anything like that, TheraBreath is fucking amazing. Just trust. I need like a mini bottle to keep in my bag because I could use it 5 times a day.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. And it keeps your mouth wet, like makes you produce saliva because of whatever it's called, xylitol or whatever.
I don't know what it's called, but yeah.
Xylophone. Yeah, something with an X makes your mouth water. So if you're a smoker, cigarettes or marijuana, pick that up because it'll keep you from getting cotton mouth or just dry mouth in general, which is a lot of times what makes your breath smell bad. Okay, Coke Zero. Always. Coke Zero got me through the year, especially trying not to snack. A lot of times a freezing cold can of Coke Zero is just what saved me at night. And also sugar-free pudding mix.
That did get you through.
It really did. Yeah. Mix it with some Greek yogurt, 0%, and put a couple chocolate chips in it. And that is the most low-calorie, high-protein shit that you could eat. And 2 good pairs of boots.
Yes.
Take note of this. I got lucky and I thrifted both of them. One that was below the knee and one that came up to the knee. And those 2 pairs of boots saved me through the last year.
I love that.
Always had a boot.
Yeah.
And something about boots makes me feel like I'm being stylish, even though I'm not. Yes,
I love boots too for that same exact reason. It's because you can be dressed down and then it looks a little bit more. And you can also dress up and it's still. Yeah. And I feel like they're so much more comfortable than a heel.
They are.
You can wear like a higher boot and it's still more comfortable than being in heels.
A tall boot, like like a one up to the knee, something about it
is so sexy.
I'm Catwoman.
Yes, I love it.
I feel like the sexiest woman ever. Yes. It's just the boots, the power of the boot. And last one, Nature Sounds. We both work from home.
Oh my gosh. That is so funny because that's Lumberjack.
Really?
He sleeps with Nature Sounds. Yes. And then you know what's funny is there's only one Nature Sound that I like.
Yeah.
And that is the like a thunderstorm thing.
I love those.
So the other night, I was like, you know what noise I love? And he was like, what? Because you know when you get into bed and you're just talking shit? Like, what the fuck am I even saying? And then he's like, what noise? And I said, the thunder. Like, and he goes, oh, well, we'll just put on my app, you know. He puts it on. I forgot that we did that. So in the morning, we're sitting downstairs talking. And I go, man, was it thundering last night? I kept waking up from the thunder and the storm. And he looked at me for like 5 minutes. And I was like, what? And he's like, Ashley.
He's playing monsoon sounds while you're sleeping.
You literally asked me for this. It was not storming. It was my phone. And you asked me to put it on. I was like, oh, right.
Right.
Okay. So every time I woke up in the middle of the night to go pee.
You were like, damn, it's I'm raining like, cats and dogs out there.
What a night.
I didn't know there was a hurricane going on.
I said to him, I was like, I was nervous last night from all the rain and thunder. And he's like, what? What?
You're in bed shaking. You're like, it's raining so hard.
Like, if he doesn't think that I'm crazy enough, he's like, what the fuck, Ashley?
My favorite combination has to be a little bit of thunder, yeah. Like a rumbling thunder, yeah, like in the rumble, background. Right, yeah. Yeah. I love lots of lightning, loud thunder, consistent loud thunder. A little bit of thunder in the distance. That's my favorite. Light rain. Yeah. And then a crackling fire.
Oh, yeah.
Because we put them on YouTube, the little ambiance things. Oh, I can't tell you how often I fall asleep to them because they're just so easy to fall asleep to.
That's a good idea, is the crackling fire. I never thought about that.
I use it while I'm working at home. I put it on the TV because I have a TV right around the corner from me in the next room. So I'll put on, like, in the morning, bird sounds.
Okay.
I read, meaning... watch the video probably about how bird sounds are good for people. Like, they're good to hear in the morning.
Yeah.
And it actually does work. So I put on my candle warmer, my little coffee scented candle.
Oh, I love that.
And I put on my birds. And I feel like I'm working in the middle of like a beautiful forest.
Like Snow White.
Yes.
I
feel like
that.
Fucking Snow White. And then and then it just feels cozy. I feel like I'm like in a cafe because of the coffee scented candle. It's just the nicest feeling. And I feel like I've been trying to find ways to enjoy working from home more.
Yeah.
That has significantly improved like my regular day to day is doing that little bit of like setting up. For myself.
I think that that's probably a good idea, is to have like a little bit more.
And also making my bed in the morning, because I don't know why I fell out of that habit for a couple months, but I did.
Yeah.
And now I'm back.
Oh, yeah. I had that for quite some time. But I think I love having my bed made. But the biggest issue is me and Lumberjack have opposite schedules.
Yeah, that's
so
hard.
I'm always like, am I going to make the bed for him to be in it in 2 hours? Like, that's.
Oh, yeah, I probably would.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then it's the same thing for him, because then when he gets up, he's like, 3 hours later, she's going to be in this bed. It's like, it's a weird.
You're like swapping.
Yeah, it's like super strange.
There's only one day or 2 days a week, really, where you're like.
We're the same.
Yeah, we'll make the bed.
We'll make the bed that day.
That kind of works out, because then you have to make your bed.
I know. But I do like the way a bed looks. I do, when too. It's made, though.
I love getting into a made bed.
Same.
That's one of the best feelings in the world, especially when it's cold. The sheets are cold.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
I start kicking my feet.
I just get so excited.
It just feels so good. Especially, I became a reader in the last year. I remember I said that was one of my goals, and I actually fucking did it. Mm-hmm. I usually never do my goals. Almost religiously.
Same.
Don't do my goals.
Yeah. I didn't do anything I didn't make a goal for this year.
We said we were going to lose weight.
Yeah. There we go.
There we go. Okay.
There we go.
So for the first time in my entire life at almost 30, I have done two goals. Not just one, but two.
Mm-hmm.
I started reading a lot. So if anybody has book recommendations for me, please let me know. I like anything fantasy, thriller, romance. Love romance.
Yeah, me too.
I am begging for this next year to be the year of bringing back yearning and flirting.
Yes.
And like lust. Like,
yes.
I take it back, not lust. I have read so many books in the last year that like I didn't know had smut in them. And they were super, like, the plot was really heavy, and like they were really good books, so when the smut would come in, I'd be like, I'm not even horny.
Yeah.
I'm like, I I want to know what happens.
Right.
Exactly. It was like in books that I just did not need smut in.
You didn't feel like you needed it.
No, you could take it out completely. Yeah. Because I just did not. And it's at the end of the book too.
That makes it so much weirder.
It was so strange. I'm like, I'm good. Thanks.
Yeah.
It felt intrusive. It felt like I'm in the middle of a story.
Yeah.
Just say they got into bed together or something, like allude to
like
it.
Like the way that Twilight was. Exactly. The Mormon, like the way the Mormon wrote.
A Mormon woman can write some yearning.
Some yearning. She did. The yearning part was on.
She was putting Bella in that book in the most atrocious Mormon-esque outfits, but she was giving her the craziest yearning and love story this year, trying to read more than I did last year.
Absolutely.
I read 18 books, which
is amazing.
It didn't feel like it. Some of them were a little bit shorter, but it's still like I have not read like that since I was a kid. Though.
That's really, really good.
And I got a Kindle, and I think that's
do you love a Kindle? Do you like having a book?
Honestly, I like reading on my iPad.
Okay. Because
it's big.
And
the Kindle's tiny. The Kindle's like a little like twice like my phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's nice, but the iPad you can just keep scrolling while you're reading the book.
Okay.
Instead of having to flip a page, like tapping.
Okay.
And something about that makes me read faster.
Okay.
Because I feel like I'm constantly scrolling. So I think that's why I got through so many.
Yeah.
But if anybody has book recommendations, I'm trying to read 50 books this year. I don't know if that'll happen, but I don't know. We'll see.
It's impressive.
We'll see. Because I impressed myself in the last year.
Yeah. I feel like if you put your mind to anything, you can kind of just do it as long as you get into the groove.
Now I'm in the groove. Now I remember how much fun it is to read.
Absolutely. Because you make up your own like version of everybody. And that's what I love too.
And it was really that Akatar book.
Yeah.
That Akatar book. It's not the best one that I've read out of all the ones, but it's like Twilight to me.
Yes.
It's really that good of a series, and that's what got me back into reading, which was really cool.
Which is great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, also, if you have not read ACOTAR, just read it. You would like ACOTAR.
Yeah, I know I will.
You would.
Yeah.
A lot. So, we'll be back next Tuesday.
Yes.
With a new episode. And if you guys have anything that is on your mind, weighing on you, anything that you want us to weigh in on, remember, you can always send in your questions or concerns.
Yeah, your concerns.
Your qualms, anything of the sort.
I'm sure they're going to have concerns.
If you're concerned about us, if you just want to tell us hi, whatever it is, write to us, unratedunruly@gmail.com. You'll always be anonymous, and we will read on the show and try to assist you the best that we can.
Absolutely.
Come follow us on everything, on TikTok before they fucking ban it. That's happening. At @unratedunrulypod, and then at @unratedunruly on Instagram. Mm-hmm. You can find me at Tay Felly.
And me at It's at the Bash Bash.
And we'll see you next Tuesday. Bye. Oh, I just realized it's see you next Tuesday. I kind of like that.